Looking over the winter wheat crop up to today, I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. How do winter wheat conditions appear from states reporting within the USDA's final version of their report? This goes from last fall to now, covering the 7 reporting states.
That tells a tale of mixed conditions across the Great Plains, where a lot of the hard red winter wheat is grown. We actually saw deteriorating conditions in 5 of those 7 states. That is due to drought, in some cases winter kill, and just generally unfavorable conditions. It was a rather dry and windy winter for large sections of the nation's midsection.
That's Brad Rippey. He's the USDA's meteorologist, talking about those conditions between November and today.
In Montana, 10% of the winter wheat rated very poor to poor at the end of March, 9% back in late November. Colorado, 10% very poor to poor in November, now at 9% very poor to poor. Those states actually fared pretty well. I wish I could say the same for some of our other hard red winter wheat production states. South Dakota, that's been the center of the Northern Plains drought. They also had some exposure to potential extreme cold without the benefit of snow cover. We've seen that South Dakota winter wheat crop drop to 50% very poor to poor. That's from 32% back in November. Similar picture in Nebraska, despite some late winter snow, 34% very poor to poor for winter wheat. 19% was the number back in late November. Texas, we have been dealing with this March wind, warmth, and drought. 33% of the Texas wheat crop is rated very poor to poor, up from 18% back in November.
And we've been hearing just that, about how conditions vary from state to state, especially with some very dry conditions across a large portion of the Midwest.
It looks like the soft red winter wheat across the Mid-South and the lower Midwest has actually fared quite well. Despite a couple of cold waves, there's been ample moisture for the most part. The crop seems to have overwintered quite well.
And markets have been reacting to these conditions. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.